With these meetings, what we've generally tried to do as far as the community side, and that's where I'm generally have been involved in, is this this idea that whenever we go out to the library community, we consider it a community meeting. And from that community meeting, we take things that are happening within the Folio community and we test them. It's, you know, the old Russian adage trust but verify. And a lot of that is we're trying to gain feedback from the larger community. With an open source communities, it's generally that those who engage the most kind of have the influence that they need within the project and within the code base. So we have a large amount of organizations that have engaged, and you know, each of those organizations have certain beliefs and are trying to deliver to their agenda. So one way that we do this is in these meetings is just to kind of push things out for a community discussion. Within a room of this size, if questions are asked, it's going to be kind of quiet. So what we thought we would do is we're going to do some breakouts. One in a different room that Miklos has pulled together is we will have a gathering that you can actually talk to the developers. And that would be for any of the vendors present that want to talk about how to integrate or engage with Folio. And then if there are developers from various institutions as well in the room, or catalogers that would like to talk about metadata and metadata approaches, it'll be in the same breakout in the same room. So what I need is a show of hands of those that would like to actually have some direct engagement with the developers, or even just to be around for the conversation. Anyone in the room with interest? Okay, we've got a handful. Okay, so once I kind of deliver what we're going to talk about next, you guys can actually exit into the lobby, and we'll go to a different room. So this is the part of open source communities that we play around with ways of engagement, okay? And yeah, hold on one second. I'll get this going first. So we're actually gonna do an approach. Let me log in here. It's called World Cafe. Has anyone been part of World Cafe? It's this kind of touchy-feely thing that's happening in North America recently, especially in the northern portions of North America, where with large rooms it's hard to get people to discuss. So what you do is you bring groups together. I'm going to actually have you organize in groups of 10, 12 people, and feel free to break up the chairs. To gather in, you can go with people that are from your institution. You can hit up with people that are in other institutions. But I need you to self-organize into various areas in the room. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a concept, a question, that you need to address over, between 8 and 10 minutes. And from that, we're going to surface themes. That those themes will come back to a report out, and I actually feed back into the community. So what we'll get is regional attitudes towards some of these questions. Like in North America has one specific attitude, but we've noticed that we'll see something different in, say, Scandinavia or in Australia. So this is the point where I get you to interact and not fall asleep, especially after lunch. So first thing I'm going to do is, before giving you the next directions, is to see if we can self-organize. And we're going to try this and see if we can get people to talk to each other. So why don't we start with bringing a group of 10 up here and 10 here, and then in other areas moving back. And we'll see how many people stick around. Okay? Miklos said that you would engage with this, so we're going to try this.
You can't entirely rely on those external references in terms of, you know, circulation's got to work all the time. You have to assume that things will happen. You've got, in it, whether you call it a shadow copy.
So for the modules we produce, we had an approach that we use Mongo initially, the Mongo database.